Let me start with an update on Jake. We have not released anything on Jake, so anything you've heard has not come from us or our organization about Jake's status going forward. Last night after the injury, he stayed at the hospital, obviously, because it was late in the evening and for testing and for comfort. He had his test done yesterday. He's already been at the facility today for treatment and has gone home. He's in obviously very good spirits for the situation he's in. But all the tests that they've been on him have been encouraging so far from the films we see, the MRI and the tests they've done as far as where he's at. He obviously were concerned for his hip, and actually his knee on the same side was sore after it happened from being twisted. I think that's just a sprain, so there's no big deal there with the knee. And then so far with the hip area, nothing that, again, encouraging now, meaning that, again, he still has swelling, so they don't want to speculate on determining what that means or how long and rehab and how long this all would take. So he'll be MRI'd again tomorrow, and then we'll have a better idea exactly of, what's the time frame before he can actually play or get back on the field, and we'll have more information there just so we can start thinking those kind of things and all the options that come with that we have, and what's best for him and best for the team. So unfortunately right now that's where it's at. So anything you're hearing is not necessarily, it's people guessing on what the possibilities are. Obviously there's only so many possibilities out there that can happen here, but the good thing is from what we've seen so far, it's not like we're standing here saying he's done for the season or anything like that. From what they've seen so far, but doctors are going to be cautious in these areas, and it's a lot of times when you're dealing with that area, they want to make sure that let a day or so go by, do another MRI, then we'll kind of know where we're at. So we'll do that tomorrow, and then we'll have to make some decisions and see exactly where we're at.
What the initial MRI?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nothing I'm going to talk about that we're concerned for him. It was encouraging, meaning there's nothing obvious there. Now you'd say, okay, you have this wrong, that wrong. You tore your knee, you did this. There's none of that in the first picture. So for now, it just look at it tomorrow, make sure it is what they think it may be, and then what does that mean? And that's when that'll all be interpreted. And then once we have that information, we'll obviously announce it and we'll move forward.
But if it was dislocation, you ruled out a fracture as well?
No, I'm not ruling anything out. I mean, just because, again, you have to do new tests. It could be highly unlikely, but I can't rule anything out. Well, I think if it's something obvious, you would be able to tell, yes. So that I think when he was laying on the field, everyone assumed it was something obvious, whatever that may have been, but it's not. So now it's just a matter of seeing, making sure it's nothing else that's being missed the first time around. So it's just being thorough and not speculating and jumping to, hey, he's going to be back in this many weeks, or let's do this or let's do that. It's just make sure there's nothing more than meets the eye and meets the exam, and make sure that we do everything the right way, which we're going to do. And we've done the same thing with players when they've had different types of injuries, with especially the knees and things, when it's MRIs and taking pictures and seeing what's out, just like when he had his shoulder. It was he hurt his shoulder last year. It was being cautious of exactly what it is. Sometimes it's hard to tell right away. So unless it's something that's just really, really bad, those are you can't hide those. So we'll see.
More than meets the eye. I guess, can you say what meets the eye at this point?
No, I can't.
But next year, you're optimistic that it's not a season-ending thing at this point. I mean,
that's
the way you're leaning. Right?
Yes.
An X-ray eliminates bone stuff, so are we talking about tissue stuff?
No, I mean bone. I mean, but you're right, it does. But again, it's swelling, so there's nothing. They want that's why the 48 hours, 24 hours, you get a look at to make sure nothing's being missed because of trauma to the area. As best I can describe. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but anyway, that's where we're at. So it's just going to be a little more of a waiting game, knowing that he's going to be back and play this year. We just don't know when.
Was he walking when you said he was sent out of the facility earlier?
He was actually getting treatment when I saw him, so I didn't see technically if he was walking. I'm assuming he was, but I didn't see him that way. I talked to him, but he was getting treatment. I don't think so.
Mike, we need to know a definite prognosis, a timeline, before you make any roster decisions.
Yeah, that's why it's going to be important for us to get as much information as we can before we make decisions on what we do. Who's your number? Do we move Rusty out? I mean, there's a lot of options, but we're weighing them now, what our options are before we decide upon them. Then you have to decide, is well, how long can, when can Jake be back? Well, then how many weeks is that? Does it mean that IR deal? Is it, hey, he's going to be back in X amount of weeks, so we don't want to do that? Is it a roster spot? So there's a lot of what ifs and a lot of options that we have to decide upon here in the next couple of days.
Were either one of those hits clean or illegal, the first or the second or both? Were they illegal hits?
I think they're definitely going to be looked at, yes. I think there were two hits that, especially the second one, that was unnecessary.
Were they illegal?
Pardon me? Well, that's the legal officially determined. I'd say it was unnecessary, yes. I'd say either one. I think the first one was he dropped his helmet into him and loaded on him, which you're supposed to pull back when you're late. He didn't. And the second one was totally unnecessary.
How deflating is this? You guys were off to a great start. He was having maybe the best game of his career to have something like this happen.
It was hard. I think it was hard for the whole team at that moment when it happened. For the reasons you're saying, and plus all the other, I mean, just the obvious reasons. I mean, one of our team leaders, anyone, you don't want to see anyone getting hurt, but it just the guy, like you said, everything was going right for him. He was playing well last couple weeks. We're kind of doing exactly what we thought he would do, what he thought he was capable of. He was playing as good as he's played against a top defense in that game in the first half going into the third quarter. So, yeah, it's a blow to the team, no doubt about it. But unfortunately in sports, this happens. Luckily, we have Fitz, who we think is a very good quarterback, and we're going to have to go forward that way. But in the meantime, hope that at some point we have Jake back.
How confident are you in just kind of keep things rolling like you have, and how difficult is it going to be to go from one quarterback?
We hope that guys rally, like you guys rise up and maybe push a little bit harder, knowing that we have been weakened a little bit when you lose someone, one of your top players, that it does hurt. We're not going to deny that. There's no way around that. I know how I felt the rest of the game. Was hard to enjoy what was happening. It's hard to separate the two when something like that happens to a player during a game. I mean, you have to, but you have to finish the game and you want to win, and we did all the things we were supposed to do, but I think that's still something that's hard to do, to separate that. And now it's, now we move on. And unfortunately, now we weigh the situation and see where we're at and, okay, how do we go forward? And obviously we have the pieces in place to do all that. And that's why it's so important in the off season to make good decisions on these type of positions. Having Ryan in position to come in and step in and play, and like he did in the game yesterday, and now he'll get the reps all week, and we'll adjust things to his comfort level with the offense, and get ready to play Kansas City.
Certainly that Jake doesn't play this week, maybe.
Yeah, he won't play this week.
What would you say for a week beyond that? Would you say?
I'd just say he's definitely not playing this week. And then we'll know more tomorrow.
In a best case scenario, you think you could have him back after the bye?
I don't want to speculate on that. I mean, Jake came back last year. I didn't think he'd play in the second game against San Diego last year. Last year, I thought he'd be out for a while, and he ended up playing for a couple more weeks before he got re-injured. So he's one of those guys that I would never want to make until we know exactly where he's at physically. We just know he's not playing this week.
How much time of durability? What do you think the kind of the biggest difference is between Jake and Ryan?
Experience. I mean, I just think that, Ryan's been in a lot more situations, game-like situations, and that has its advantages for him coming to our situation. I think, Ryan's only chance he's had to show what he can do is preseason. He's played very well in our system. I think he, that's the comfort we have, is that we have someone that can come in and we don't have to change a lot of things. I mean, you're going to change how you call a game, no doubt, just like you would for any quarterback, because they're all different. And they have things they throw better, and they have things they like to do better. And so I think, that's on us as a coaching staff to find that spot, and we will. But, I mean, he's been here. He's comfortable with what we're doing, and there's no reason we can't just keep moving forward.
With the injury being to his hip and his mobility being such a big part of his game, how much do you have to factor in the fact that he needs to be mobile again to be effective before he plays?
Well, that'll be a definite factor for Jake. I mean, we'll obviously, he won't step on the field till we feel he's able to play the way he needs to play. So, just no matter how long that's going to be.
Will he get a second opinion?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that if he feels one's necessary, I guess at some point. I don't know that one will be. I think he's very comfortable with the doctors that he's dealing with here in Nashville. Just a matter if it's something out of the ordinary that, that comes up that we're not expecting.
You felt like last night that
kind of popped out or become dislocated, you still feel the same way about that?
No, I said it didn't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I still agree with that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you feel fairly confident it's not fractured. It seems like you could walk into another minute and they could tell you whether you got a brain or a fracture.
Right? I don't necessarily agree with that. So I'll just leave it to them to let us know exactly. I think, I'm not going to get to the medical part of it, but I think we need another day to find that out.
Backup quarterbacks played significant time in 2010 and last season. Is this team better built to coalesce around and make it easier when there is change?
Yeah, you hope so. You'd hope with a veteran team or a team that's, you know, the receivers we have, the running game, how we're built, that, it's more the quarterback, that he's comfortable in what we do, that he can come in and pick up where we left off, that we're not having a young, like the opposite way where a young quarterback's coming in who hasn't played. We're the opposite. We have a veteran backing up a young guy. So the thinking normally would be that the veteran would come in, and just like Neil O'Donnell came in 99. Neil came in for Steve McNair, a young quarterback. You know, after our opening game, the first year as the Titans, Steve has a great game, but what, his back's bothered him. He misses about 5 weeks, 6 weeks because of back surgery. Neil comes in. I think we went 5-1 or 4-1. With Neil in there, the older quarterback, the more experienced quarterback, and then, you know, Steve came back and picked, you know, we beat the Rams and went to the Super Bowl. So I think there, you can look at those type of things, saying similar situation. You have a veteran quarterback taking over for a young guy in a tough spot earlier in the season, but he's here for this reason: to weather the storm, to bring us together, and find a way to win this game Sunday.
You mentioned the knee, Mike. How much of a concern is the knee?
He just sprained it. I think that's been checked out, and there's nothing. The ligaments are all intact. There's no issues there. They feel comfortable in saying that. So just a sprain to his, I think, his medial collateral.
Mike, take the thing a step farther. If Sunday Rusty Smith had to play, is he good enough to win a game?
If Rusty had to play, if Rusty was our backup?
I'm assuming. Maybe I'll ask it a different way. Will he be your backup Sunday?
Well, we haven't decided what we're doing yet at that position. I mean, if you meant last week, I think if we decide that Rusty's going to be the two, then yes, we'd have comfortable that he could. He knows our offense well. He knows what we're doing well. So you have to take a lot of those factors into what's the best thing if something does happen now to Ryan. What's the best thing for this team to win? And so that's what we'll consider our options before we decide what we're going to do.
Ryan, you've said that Jake is not playing this weekend, so you're obviously going to need a number two. I mean, what's it say about Rusty if he's not our number two? He's been around here the last three.
Well, if we decide him not to be, I didn't say he's not going to be the two. I'm just going to say we're always going to take a look at the situation before we make a decision. Standing here, I'm not going to make a decision right now. We haven't made any decisions right now. We're just going to make sure that it's the best decision when the time comes. And then I'll explain, if he's not the guy, I'll explain to you why at that time. Right now, I'm not saying he's not the guy. I'm saying that we haven't made a decision yet on how we're going to go forward.
Ron, you have players deal in interceptions in his last 2 years in Buffalo. Your success at 3-1 is largely because you haven't turned the ball over. What's changed about his game that you think you might be able to extend that?
I'm hoping the system we're in is different for him. The way our progression maybe is hopefully different for him. We've already made that point clear to him that we need him to keep the record going. So it's all on him, his shoulders. The community be good with the football. We can't worry about those things. He's got to play the game the way he plays it. We just want him to be smart with the football and his decision making, and not to feel he's got to force something that he has a good defense and he has other people around him that he doesn't have to go ahead and make a throw that's necessarily not needed at that moment. So, we'll see. I mean, I know we're not going to be concerned with that thing. Turnovers happen in games. We just got to make sure they don't happen where they hurt us.
Will you work out any street free agent quarterbacks tomorrow?
I'm sure we will.
Did it help Rusty? Ryan, get a little play, get the second half, get the rust off, get a flow?
I think so. I think that helped him a lot. I think just getting out there and getting back in the action of playing a little bit, and they were blitzing him. They were coming after him. I mean, the pass he threw, they came with a cover. You know, they brought five or six guys and tried to get after him. We protected well, and he moved out of the pocket, made a nice, throw to Nate, and Nate made a nice play on the ball for the touchdown. So, yeah, I think that was good to get out there. I think that'll help him going forward because he hasn't played in a game since, besides preseason since last year. So, I think all that was good. And getting the reps all week will be important because, obviously, he hasn't had a lot of reps with the first group since we started the season. So all that is going to be very necessary to get him comfortable in what we're doing.
You mentioned that recall with one of the hands you could play. I mean, is that probably one you wouldn't want to play because you keep
him out until probably week 13 in the season, and you're going to do everything you can to keep him on your 53.
Yeah, I mean we hope that's the option we can choose. Yes, we're hoping that his health is that we think he'll be back in a shorter period of time, and that we can leave him on the active, and that'd be the best news as far as going forward. But again, what that would entail would be, again, we have to come up with a spot then for a quarterback we bring up. So it's going to affect someone and affect our team in one way or another.
Some of the guys said that it was difficult to refocus yesterday after watching him be covered up the field. Is there any concern now this week about refocusing after seeing something?
I don't think so. I think when it initially happens, it is for guys during a game. In that situation, especially when someone gets taken off the way he was. But I think now going forward, no. I don't think it'll be any, as far as affecting us on Sunday, like I said, I'm hoping it's more of that rally of, we need to step up, all of us, and play better. And I would think it'd be more that way. I would see it'd be more of a, we'll be back to our third game in a row at home at LP and finding a way to win against a good football team, and all those things will factor in. And Jake's not the only guy that's been hurt this year. We've lost some other guys that are watching, so it's hard. It's a tough sport. The team that can stay healthy is usually the team that's standing at the end. So hopefully we'll have them back at some point.
As far as other injuries from the game, anybody else that's going to be slow in practice this week?
Just probably like we talked about yesterday, Bleedy, Ray Wilson, again, the hamstring. It doesn't look bad, but again, it might be it's one of those things where it'll probably be to the end of the week before we know where he's at. Kenny should be better this week, we assume, after having the week, and Bailey also should be in better shape to help us this next week. It was good to get Gooden out there. Xavier did a nice job playing on special teams, first time he's been in any kind of contact in the Titan uniform, so I thought that was good for him. Green and Hill, again, is going to probably be more. I think hopefully we'll have the goal will be to get them in individual drills this week and see where they're at. As of right now, they got some work ahead of them.
Mike, you or Rustin, anyone on the staff in direct contact with the league about the hits?
Yep. I talk to them all the time about all the – I mean, I've talked to them also all the time about plays, questionable calls, usually a Monday morning. And then throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, about calls or about rulings, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So I can educate the players on certain things, if it's some PIs or if it's holding or if it's whatever it may be. Or like we've had a lot of crazy plays this year with safeties and legal touches and all this stuff. So I'll be making sure. So, yeah, I've already talked to them about some of those plays that they're looking at.
How would you describe the tone of that conversation?
By them?
By you?
It's emotional. I mean, I think that any time you have a player get hurt on plays you think maybe could have been avoidable, football is football. Guys are going to get hurt in football. We get that, but you're hoping that you can keep it from, to avoid things that maybe shouldn't have happened. So it was that's emotional because we lost someone that we feel is a big part of this team, this offense, and that makes it hard.
Was he injured with his foot? Maybe got caught in the ground and his shoulder came out, or how do you think that injury?
It's hard to tell. They're looking at all that now to figure that out. The doctors and the trainers always kind of do a. Freeze frame and kind of watch each step to see what they can see where the stress level is. So I don't know exactly how he's definitely his foot gets. Obviously got an awkward position, and I think he never could get his foot. I think his foot got planted and he couldn't pull it out. And when he got hit by the second hit, and this is me just seeing it on my motion, that look, he couldn't get his foot pulled out. When he did, the hip got, kind of almost like whiplash, on his hip.
J.P. Bell seemed to be effective running the ball, more so even than Chris Johnson. Was there anything you've seen on C.J.'s carries that led to that average explosive battle?
Yeah, I just think when you play against a team like the Jets that are big, physical, there's not going to be big run lanes. You generally, a heavier back is going to probably have more of those 3 and 4 yard runs instead of 2 and 1. Because of their pure size and because there's not going to be big lanes. Sometimes you have to create your own lanes because up front we weren't creating the lanes. Maybe we did as big as last week's lanes that were there for the backs. So I think that's where different running styles fit better against certain teams. I thought we started off, I thought it was going to be a big, you know, you start off with a 7-8 yard run. It probably could have been a touchdown if the running back, if the receiver didn't miss his block, and he comes back with a 7-yard run. And we hammer twice, and they play the run, and we score on a play action, just how you draw it up. So I thought we were heading the right direction. Then, unfortunately, throughout the game, there were spots we needed to run, and we didn't run well. There were spots where we knew we got to throw it. That's why Jake was, we got short fields, but, heck, he threw 3 touchdown passes in the first half. So we were doing exactly what we thought would happen, and ideally what we thought would happen with our lead would be somewhere in that fourth quarter we get our 100 yards rushing. We broke one finally at the end for about 12 or 13 yards, Jackie did, but we had too many opportunities. We had a handful of opportunities, small windows for some good runs we didn't get because either, it wasn't blocked well. Guys took turns not quite blocking it well. Their defense is physical, and again, there wasn't a lot of big lanes anyway, so you really had to maneuver. So just a combination of it all, but it needs to be better than it was.
Mike, you're getting a lot of – not a lot of negative plays in the running game, but you haven't hit the big ones yet. Are you confident that that's coming, that you're doing the right things and the line is gelling, Chris is running the right way, et cetera?
Well, we needed that yesterday. I thought one of those runs would come yesterday, kind of how we did last year with them. This is a team that's hard to run on, generally speaking. I thought yesterday there was about 2 or 3 spots where we would get that run that would kind of change the game a little bit that way. We didn't get them, and that's a credit to them, and us not playing as well as we needed to in spots. Because we had good looks. It wasn't like we were outnumbered in spots. We just physically, I thought at times they made plays, more plays than they should have. Sometimes we didn't run it as well as we should have. We need to get better, there's no doubt. We need to get better, more consistent, I should say, in that phase. We've been kind of, last week I thought we did really well. I thought against Houston we looked really good. Pittsburgh, I actually thought we did well. We just kind of ran it probably more than we should have. So we ran into some tough looks against Pittsburgh. This week I thought it was, we had about 5 or 6 runs there that we needed to do better. And, we had a couple with -2. -1, -3. We really haven't had many of those runs this year, so we got to clean that up.
If the Jake timetable of 4 to 6 to 8 weeks that's been reported has not come from in your building, then it's come from the agent. Would you dispute what the agent's saying?
Well, I don't know how. What I'm telling you is what I know. So there's no matter who the agent is or what agent's putting out there, he doesn't know anything that any more than we know. So people are going to obviously speculate. It's not hard to speculate on what the options are. I could throw out 4 to 8 weeks and go, I was right. He didn't get back till week 6. It took him 6 weeks. I mean, so we've put out nothing, and there's no facts to go out there and put something out yet. If he's going to have an MRI tomorrow, obviously all the information is not there to lay out what you think may happen. People are going to, guess and project what they think we're going to do or what's going to happen, but it's not factual.
He has not had an MRI yet.
Yeah, I see he's had tests. He's going to have more tomorrow. But I'm saying we have not said, okay, this is the situation. You're out this many weeks. We haven't had those kind of conversations with Jake. So I don't know how his agent or anyone's agent, whoever the agent is or whoever the person is. I mean, people put out stuff all the time. I mean, who knows where it comes from.
Rapati, just for a second, you get a little bit more out of the pass rush than you thought. He was initially basically supposed to be kind of a run stuff.
Well, he gets so much push, I mean, in certain games, and then he's got his hands up, blocked balls. He's closed the pocket quite a bit. Actually, one of his sacks, Casey, beat the guard real fast and forced him out towards his Rapati's area. Rapati got him on the ground. The other one we thought was a safety. He beat the guy on a quick set. So, yeah, he's a complete player, and sometimes guys get overlooked, and that's a good thing, because the offensive lines will say, well, this guy's not really a pass rusher. Then all of a sudden he beats you or gets pressure. So he's been a very good addition. He's done exactly what we hoped he'd do. Brought that physical, tough nature to our added to our D line with the guys we have. So he's been good.
How was that not a safety?
They ruled the 4 progress, which I when I'm talking to the officials again, when you talk to them, and they haven't ruled, they told me what their feeling on that was, but. They start the 4 progress, so you obviously can't challenge that when they say it's 4 progress. So you wish they'd call the safety and then look at review and see if it was a safety or not. Then you can look at it. So they were saying that originally the one official just told me that if the ball he was for when he was contacted, the ball was outside the end zone, even though he got pulled into the end zone. So that's why they placed it there. But I'll get the ruling on that this week.
Turnovers have been so important for you guys, obviously. What have you done that has made the offense so good at protecting it? And on the flip side, how has Werner exploded to be this takeaway machine?
I wish we could take credit for. I'm sure most teams do the same thing. We made such a big deal out of it from the first time we got together about ball security. I think the coach has done a great job in practice reinforcing it every day, every practice, running back from the huddle, all the little things that you hear him yell the first day of practice, we made sure they stayed on top of the receivers, the running backs. The quarterback's usually the biggest culprit. I mean, Jake fumbled last week, but we recovered it. I think that's the only fumble we've had on the ground in 4 weeks is the one Jake fumbled that Chance fell on. Because quarterbacks, like you saw yesterday, they have a tendency when they're running that ball doesn't get tucked, and that's when Zach Brown knocked theirs out yesterday. So I think it's just a discipline by the team that it's important to them. They're working on every day in practice. We have the defensive guys try to strip us every single day in practice, so they're constantly trying to strip the ball from the running backs, from the receivers. Even when they're coming back from the huddle or coming back after a play to hand the ball to Haas, they have to keep it high and tight the whole time and protect it, and guys are trying to pop it out. So I think all that's kind of resonated with them, how important it is. I think it's become such a habit now, a good habit. Hopefully it continues. We know what happened last year in Chicago. I think that kind of woke us up last year when that happened to us. We didn't think that could ever happen to us, to fumble as many times as we did in one game. I think from that point on, it's been a mindset. And then on defense, just the opposite. You're working on it all the time. Last year, we didn't get as many plays. Sometimes things happen. You're in the right spots, and good things happen. I think Vern's been doing he's a smart player. He jumps on certain routes. He plays some tendencies. Obviously, he was in great coverage yesterday. The ball is right there. He made some plays. And, on the fumble, obviously, he's in the right place at the right time when Zach knocked the ball out. But he's having a great year. He's off to a great start. Hope it continues. I hope he gets something that it rubs off on everybody else.
He's always been regarded as a cover two type corner. Why do you think he's been played so well with you guys playing a lot more man?
Maybe he got tagged unjustly. We did some man last year. It's just because of his size. I think guys, look at his size. He can't do this. I think sometimes people do that in a lot of areas. A lot of professions that, just look at his size and his strength, and you think, he's not going to be able to hold up versus this guy and that guy. And there's certain guys, just like an offensive lineman. I mean, certain guys aren't going to be a great match for him, and you have to help him in different ways. You can't put him in a situation where he may have a longer day. So I think Jerry's doing a good job with that, with changing things up, with helping those guys at times when they need it over the top or have an inside help or outside help. We've been doing some of that, so it's taken some of the pressure off, and the pass rush has been good. I mean, when you're rushing the passer well, you don't have to cover as long, and vice versa. So if you're covering well, then all of a sudden, guys, the sacks come, and all of a sudden you have 5 sacks in a game. Those things go hand in hand. So he's off to a special year, and I hope it continues.
Is Jerry going to continue to say that Campbell's going to start as a matchup thing, or is Vernon now safely installed as a starter?
I don't know that Jerry was saying he's going to start any particular game. I think he's more of I think it is the way it's been. Vern's starting every game. I don't think we've had any discussions about changing it, that he's not going to be starting every weekend unless he was injured, or it was a reason. There was some reason that we felt that we had a horrible matchup problem, which I couldn't imagine happening.
When you were in serious talks about bringing Fitzpatrick in, what did you guys discuss more behind the scenes? Was it more of mentoring Jake, or was it more for instances like now?
Well, more for mentoring him. I mean, we weren't thinking about – you want both. I mean, obviously one comes with the other. You want a guy that felt comfortable in the role we were going to have him be in, which was mentoring Jake, knowing that Jake's the starter here for hopefully the next 10 years, and that he had to be willing to be in that role. He can compete on and still continue to get better and better, but the fact was that Jake Locker was going to be our starting quarterback. But also for us was the fact that he's a guy that we knew could win football games, that we feel confident that if he had to go in for a game or two, that there wouldn't be some huge drop-off, that he's a guy that can step right in and have success if we had the right pieces of the puzzle around him. So, initially it had to be we felt he had the talent to win football games, which is important, and he had to be comfortable in his role. If he couldn't play, I think number one is we had to feel that he could win games for us. If we didn't think he'd win games for us, then we wouldn't have brought him in.
You guys made a somewhat controversial move when you let Hasselbeck go and you brought Fitzpatrick in. Do you think you're better off with Ryan as your quarterback moving forward in the stretch?
Well, I don't think it was laid out that way. I think it was more of a business issue with Matt. It wasn't, do you want this guy or this guy? It wasn't that type of decision that we made. That kind of decision, it was more of someone's contract, business part got involved, and then when that wasn't going to work out, then what's the next best option? And he's the next best option.
You think it gives you a better chance?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that was, we did what was best for the team at that time.
Do you worry at all that Jake's injury prone?
No, I mean, I mean, you can't worry about that. No, I mean, obviously, he's got hurt his shoulder and now his hip. So, in 2 years, I mean, that's either hopefully just bad luck of the position, and that hopefully, 10 years from now, we look back and say he hasn't been hurt since 2013. But we'll see.
Yesterday, you talked about your depth of wide receiver. Could you talk about the approach you'll have with Kenny Britt this week, knowing you got some guys that did a good job yesterday?
Just to continue on, making sure he could practice, number one, that he can do everything in practice. Because, I mean, like I said, Damian Williams is the same way. Damian didn't practice 2 weeks ago for the Houston game, wherever game was that we didn't play him. I think Kenny's got to show he's healthy. I mean, that's the biggest thing, because especially now with a different quarterback playing, these guys have to get comfortable and have confidence in each other. So the only way we're getting that is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, I mean, if Kenny's healthy and practicing all 3 days, then now he'll be right back in the mix. I mean, so I think we just feel we got some good football players at the receiver position, six of them, that can help us win football games. So each week we'll have to figure out what's the best six to have up, or best five.
Are you going to share news about Jake tomorrow after you have it, or are you going to wait until
I would share it probably as soon as we have some news to give, so you're not getting false information from somewhere else.
That'd be wonderful.
I would not. I'd rather it come from us than to anybody else. I mean, if nothing's said out there, it means it's not official. We'll say it when we officially have a stance on where Jake's at.
Good. Normal week this week.